Peter Turzakian has just written a book that I cannot imagine being any more timely and topical. It's called 1,000 Barrels a Second, The Coming Oil Breakpoint and the Challenges Facing an Energy-Dependent World. We heard President Bush, old W, in the State of the Union address say something pretty shocking. America has a serious problem. We're addicted to oil. Well, if acknowledgement is half of the battle in dealing with an addiction, is this a significant statement, do you think?
Yes, definitely. Very significant. I said in the book, actually, we're addicted to oil, and then just after the book's released, the president came out and said, absolutely, acknowledgement of the issue is going a long way.
And, of course, a lot of people have been saying we're addicted. It's pretty obvious in so many ways. But for him to say it, you know, given his roots in the oil industry and everything else he's done, you know, on the environment, mostly rollbacks, it is perhaps, a milestone. Do you think that people are starting to realize that we have a limited supply, that we've perhaps gone after the low-hanging fruit, and yet this year alone, you say, and this is where the title of your book comes from, we will be producing, the world will be producing 1,000 or using 1,000 barrels a second. What does that refer to exactly?
Well, 1,000 barrels a second is the rate of consumption, and I chose it because 86 million barrels per day, which is sort of the number that people throw around in the industry, I think leaves people a little bit cold with their eyes glazed over. You really need to bring it down into some sort of context. I mean, just say it, 1,000 barrels a second, and 1,000 barrels goes by. That's the magnitude of the problem. And I could have called the book 4 Olympic-sized swimming pools a minute, which is the same rate of consumption. And so what I'm trying to do really is generate awareness for people that we have crossed sort of a milestone number here that we should all be aware of.
And I should say, you're not only the author of this very timely book, but you're also the chief energy economist for ARC Financial Corporation. That is one of the world's leading private equity firms focused on energy. Why is it so hard? Has it been, and is it going to be so difficult to wean ourselves off that black stuff?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, we just take it for granted. I mean, at the end of the day, oil is such a compelling fuel. There is no other fuel that has all the overall characteristics of oil. I mean, we can run through them. It's very flexible. You can use it all the way from a leaf blower to a lawnmower to a cruise ship, an airplane, a car. You can't say that for coal or for uranium rods or anything like that. To this point, it's been relatively cheap and arguably still cheap, easy to transport, and so on. So, you know, whenever you talk about introducing a new fuel, one has to recognize that we're dealing with a product that is so compelling in its advantages that it's just very difficult to displace.
And will the renewables like nuclear power and coal, less environmentally friendly than certainly solar and wind power, how significant can they be in terms of leading us out of the abyss?
Well, they can be significant in some countries, but unfortunately not in the United States. The reason is that the nuclear and coal trump cards, as I call them, have been played back in the 1970s. Those technologies or those fuels came in and pushed oil out of the electrical power generating market. Today, oil in power generation only composes about 2.5-3%. The rest is, you know, hydro, nuclear, coal, and some renewables. So, you know, bringing on more nuclear power, bringing on more wind or solar is good for generating more electricity. But the real issue is transportation.
We're going to have to bring you back again because this is just too short. Peter Turzakian, I highly recommend the book, 1,000 Barrels a Second. Stay with us.